You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
We're going to kick off the Sueys at the end of this hour with the limited fakes. He said, Chris Cody said he cut it down to a mere 17 minutes of limited fakes.
I probably had 26 minutes at one point.
Any favorites? Any favorites? You're saying Jessica and Amin polluted the category.
In terms of quantity, Jessica and Amin bring it strong. Generally, Mike Ryan and me, like in the past, we would be the ones pooping out a lot of fakes. Amin and Jessica took the reins this year, but everyone's in it. I think I'm looking around the room. I believe almost everybody in this room has at least one limited fake. Witty, actually, sneaky, some limited fakes in here. Wow. Bruce Buffer, I believe, makes an appearance.
Nice.
Detective Cochran. Actually, I think that might have gotten cut. Actually, now I'm thinking out loud.
It's unfortunate.
Did J. Roe Keech make the cut?
Yes, J. Roe Keech.
All right, that's enough. Wow. That is about enough out of the both of you. We will have the best limited fake of mere 17 minutes. And as Chris Whittingham asks, did J. Roe Keech
that
make the
great.
Cut? I'm thinking to myself,
way.
It should have been maybe 4 minutes. I'm thinking limited fake should have been 4 minutes, not 17 minutes.
The audience enjoys
Dwayne
these.
Wade.
Why are you shitting on our Sueys before they've even begun?
Billy, why are you making faces back there?
I'm just living, man. How many fakes are there?
I can look at like my marks here. I'm looking at them right now. There's probably
17 minutes.
32.
Really sounds.
There's probably 32.
Is this the Oscars?
No, I mean, dude, I literally had 60 to choose from. These are funny. I'm telling you, this
all
is
right, 17.
It's good. 17 minutes.
Also okay. On display,
we got Mike Glennon talking to Mike Glennon's wife,
right.
Mike Ryan, Amin El-Hassan. Some of these are like
I had to make that.
Wasn't Mike Glennon talking to Mike Glennon's wife. It was Mike Glennon's neck to the wife.
I think his wife was there too. It was the wife and his neck made it. Appearance.
It might win.
Also,
I mean,
we have fake Jason Witten getting out of bed in the morning. Like these things, we can't. What do you want to cut these things? Like,
okay. All right. Well, what will be on display in this year's Sueys? Because they've been a tapestry woven by an insane Chris Cody. If he is no good today or this week, you will forgive him. He's been in a special dungeon like hell, not seen since Billy last visited the useless sound dungeon.
It's like we tag in. Like I'm kind of done now. My like you know the Sueys are done. Billy's starting.
I don't know about that. All
right. I don't know who has it worse, but yes, it's been a lot. And so thank you for your work on this. But we can also look at the Sueys and see if Chris showed bad judgment or not, whether he was efficient in the way that he edited them, because 17 minutes sounds like it needs a little more of a second.
You know what? I was wrong. It's 16 minutes.
Oh, well, that's better.
That helps.
There you go.
You made sure.
I'm sorry, Chris. Apologize, Dan.
We talked in the last hour about Belichick coming 5 days early as a preparation measure to Miami to get used to the heat. And I really do want to ask this question. I know you guys hear me and hear apocalyptic hopelessness as I talk about climate change and Pakistan being a third underwater. But as you have 500-year droughts all over the globe, as China is in an unbelievable drought as well. Like when we keep sending these football players out, this fourth quarter of this Dolphin game, Stugatz. There's no preparing for that. Belichick getting here 5 days early. Like, you think Miami was an advantage in September before? Like, this is, these, you can argue these are going to be inhumane playing conditions to try to play a football game in, given that us walking around are like, good God, I'm going inside.
Yeah, I've lived here for, I don't know, 20, 25 years, and I can't get used to it. So 5 extra days down here is not going to help the Patriots. I'm sorry, it's just not. I understand why he's doing it. I get the premise around it, but 5 days down here, fourth quarter, they're going to be exhausted. That's the advantage the Dolphins get, though, early in the season, every year.
It's a health hazard, and that's the reason the NFL restricted practices to 1 a day, not 2 a day, and that's the reason that practices used to be like 2.5 hours. The Dolphins were on the practice field for like an hour and a half tops this preseason. I mean,
Stugatz, I'm talking about not what we've talked about in the past, where the Dolphins have a September advantage. Or the Patriots, I think, are like 2-7 their last 9 trips to Miami or something absurd like that. I'm talking about playing football in this weather when you guys know what it feels like to walk around. Stugatz, you know what it feels like to just golf and how quickly you're running into your house. Like, it's not the heat of the past. It's an entirely different, hotter than ever it's been type of heat when I'm talking about inhumane working conditions for anybody. Like, most people aren't going to want to sit outside. If you can watch on the red zone on Sunday and not have to sit in a swampy section to have to wait for timeouts, I think most people would choose to be in air conditioning.
I think you're right. They're saying on Sunday, this Sunday, 93, and it's going to feel like 102. Like, that's what it's been like down here. It's just heavy down here. It feels heavy.
But what I'm saying is worse than it's ever been. I'm not talking
about... Yeah, but we're in bad shape, too, Dan.
But I mean, these are... Stugatz, what I'm saying is there is no human condition. What I'm telling you is the heat levels have risen to such a point, there is no human condition where people are going to feel any good in the fourth quarter of that game playing in that heat, no matter how fit they are, 4% body fat fit. I run all my life away. I'm telling you that what's going to be experienced.
But that would work both ways, would it not? It'd be the Dolphins as well.
I'm not talking about advantages in a football game. I'm talking about human health conditions.
The NFL starts this week. I'm not worried about everyone else. I mean, sorry.
I mean, Dan, if the heat is what's bothering about football, we have bigger fish to fry. You know what I mean?
Do you think I'm wrong in my assumption?
I think there's more dangerous things going on in the game Sunday than it being 2 degrees hotter.
I think two degrees hotter, it's not. It is, and it's weird because you talk to locals, like people who have been here, and it's like, has it always been this hot? No, it hasn't.
No.
It has not always been this hot. And also, as it relates to football advantages, the Dolphins specifically designed a roof on the stadium to where the visitor sideline is exposed to the sun for the entire game during a 1 p.m. kickoff, while the home team is not. So the Dolphins will be in the shade the entire
That's
game.
Cold,
the visitors will not be.
It's a heady play.
Which, by the way,
you're baking the opposing team.
And also, that section of the seats is on television, and you will probably see on Sunday that area vacated. That you will see large swaths of that area empty, and it's not because people don't have tickets there, it's because they're downstairs in the club level inside enjoying air conditioning, because hell if you're going to sit there for 3 hours.
And this is oppressive heat times a 320-pound lineman wearing 40 pounds of equipment. I mean, I can't imagine how they get through a game. You're going to see hands on hips in the first half Sunday.
Stugatz, you are right. You stood corrected in the first hour. I will now stand corrected. This is not to talk about how heads will explode because we are baking people on the sidelines is not the spirit of going into football season.
You guys hate football.
No,
like,
I'll
that's
tell you
all
why.
That
we're supposed to be celebrating, Dan. Football's here.
You tried to ruin football with concussions years ago. Now you're trying to ruin it with it's too hot for people to play.
Right.
What do we do? Cancel the game on Sunday?
I appreciate your correction.
Droughts in China.
I will change my tone. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate all of your concerns, and I believe you're right. And therefore, I will tell you, not only do I love football so much, I love football so much that I was locked in on Saturday more than any game of the weekend on South Dakota State and Iowa.
Because it was a beauty.
Stugatz, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you, not only was I locked in,
yeah.
it for me was the game of the weekend.
Get the under?
For a lot of different reasons. But this, the thing that happened at the end of the game is something that I've been wishing for my entire life watching broadcast sports television. I think it's been underreported throughout the country. I've never seen it happen before, okay? For those of you who do not know, Iowa won 7-3. The 7 was not by touchdown. The 7 was a field goal and 2 safeties.
Nice.
But by the end,
that's football.
But yeah. By the end of the game, I've been waiting for this to happen in baseball games with perfect games and everything else. They've got a sponsored drive of the game they got to get to.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And they got to get to it, and this has never happened. I've never seen it happen before. And so I'm like, when are they going to do it? When is it going to come? It comes at the very end. The drive of the game is a safety. I'm like, you can't do that.
That's a big drive.
That's not a drive of the game.
Cheating.
That is not, that's not what those people sponsored. That's not a drive of the game.
If it was an insurance company sponsoring the safety of the game, then you can put the safety of the game there. But it's the drive of the game. That's ridiculous.
But they needed something, and that safety bailed them out.
Why not the field goal drive? Iowa had a field goal drive. South Dakota State had a field goal drive.
I think you have to call it the drive of the game before the drive or something like that, or as it happens. They probably figured that Iowa at some point was going to score. I mean,
Kirk Ferentz has been there for Stugatz 30 years as somebody who has been stealing money. He has weathered the race as strength coach and furthermore the committee that was assembled of his former players that suggested that the Iowa Hawkeyes, what they needed was him not doing it anymore. And then he disbands the committee. If all of that,
he found the new committee.
If that only gets you two safeties better than South Dakota State and the perennial 8-4 Iowa Hawkeyes, like, what are we doing?
I could not imagine being an Iowa football fan. It seems miserable. Like, why in the world would you ever get excited about football season? They have the same season every year. 9-3, shitty offense, have a, you know, go 5-1 and play a big top 15 game against some other Big Ten team, lose by 4 touchdowns, boring offense, do it all over again. Why would you ever be an Iowa football fan?
There was a time, though, where Iowa football was relevant, and 7 points, 2 safeties, and a field goal was enough, and Hayden Fry was the coach. And I am telling you, he is the biggest badass of all the coaches in the history of coaching.
I don't want to do the Hayden Fry.
Oh, he'd take Mick Cronin.
Hayden Fry show. Okay.
I mean, yes. I'm not doing the
Chuck
Hayden Fry
Long
show.
Was the quarterback. He's a cover of Sports Illustrated.
I'm not doing
that. He's done it 6 times in the show's history.
Oh, I love Hayden Fry.
Big time.
It is strange, is it not, Roy? Roy, will you agree with me?
Dan, Iowa football was big when we were growing up.
Stugatz.
Would you agree with that?
Please stop.
All right.
Please stop.
Right. Thank you. They don't come any better than Hayden Fry. I had a day of the week named after him.
Wow.
I mean, he's really good.
You're exactly right. Yeah.
Why aren't we celebrating Phil Parker?
Shockinger!
Just 1 second before we do that, Billy. Please, bring us back there. Iowa... 6-1 in games where they punt 8 or more times. Like, Iowa wants to.
Oh, that's impressive.
That's a good stat.
Position.
They want to punch you to death. And I'm just saying, though, if what Kirk Ferentz gets you, like, as you weather those racist strength coach and the committee that you disbanded when they ruled of your former players, you need to leave. If it gets you 2 safeties and a sponsored drive of the game that's a safety to beat South Dakota State 7-3, what are we doing?
Why? What is even the point? What is the point of Iowa football? Kirk Ferentz, by the way, has a contract through 2029.
Yeah.
2029.
You gotta
that pays him $7 million a year.
I mean, he's winning.
$7 million.
Yes. The key to the game, because I do love football, Billy, the key to that game, and I loved this, they came in seriously before that game and said the key to the game was honor the football.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means don't turn the ball over.
But
it just...
So honor the football.
By the way,
I believe Iowa's punter punted 8 times and 6 of them were down inside the 20.
Oh, he was great.
Ryan Nanny of the Shutdown Fullcast was amazing on Iowa. He also actually did some research on the last 60 teams in college football to have won with only 7 points. And it goes back to 1981 or something like that. He went looking game by game and did not find a single game out of those 60 It was the team that won with 7 points didn't score a touchdown.
You say that on the other end. Am I wrong when I say Appalachian State lost and they scored 40 and a quarter?
They did.
They did, yeah. 40 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not enough against the Mac Brown team, though.
I mean. Wait, can someone explain that to me? Mac Brown, if you just get a couple of guys who can stop anybody, just a couple of guys, how is he able to have that kind of offense all the time but can't stop anybody?
Their defensive coordinator is a recently unretired Gene Chizik. He was on television on the SEC network. I believe he was on television for several years, and he unretired to try and fix the North Carolina defense for Mac Brown. Wow. And what it produced was a 40-point fourth quarter in which somehow they still won.
You should probably re-retire.
I love, Stugat, that a whole lot of people were discovering this weekend Robert Griffin. They were discovering on the broadcasts that he is very good at this.
And, he is very good, yeah.
And he loves college football, but not only is he very good at it and he loves college football, what's clear in the way that he's calling the game, beyond confidence and relaxed, is he has the same enthusiasm for it that Romo does. Now, I don't know if he's manufacturing that or not, but whatever his television energy is, I know he loves college football and it sounds real to me, and it pops because, and it's weird that it would pop because you would think enthusiasm for what you're watching, like the constructs of broadcast have become so rigid and starched that a guy's energy enthusiasm is something that jumps out at you, even though you're like broadcasting games. Of course there should be energy and enthusiasm. Why does it stand out that Robert Griffin Jr. is doing the telecast in a way that is high energy?
The third, that's a fine.
Yeah.
It what is. I call him?
RG3. Junior. Yeah, you just called him Robert.
It's not RG-J, it's RG3.
Yeah. Not his name.
Okay, fair enough.
We talked about the grandfather.
$11.
Yes, junior for a number, it's $10.
My bad.
Yeah, honor granddad. Honor granddad.
Two before him, then.
How much of this RG3?
$11.
How much of this RG3 analysis is based on the fact that he said the word orgy on live television?
He was relaxed in general. Whittingham, when we talk about broadcasts, and now La Liga will not allow analysts or commentators to share opinions that can call the league into question, when that is something that is being codified into law. What is happening in the sport of soccer that would allow that?
I mean, there's always been that tension, right? There's always been the tension of like where you get your checks from. And you do your best to maintain your objectivity. And very often, like La Liga in particular, is one where the league's governance has played a huge role on Real Madrid, on Barcelona. And they have salary cap rules and all this stuff that change a lot. I mean, the referees as well can fall under that purview. There's a lot of things that are very common subject matter during games, which there's always like the understood tension between like ESPN having a rights deal and you're not going to be too critical of a partner that you're paying a bunch of money to and you're in business with, but there's at least some buffer there. If you're directly working for the league, then that you're sort of making that trade once you take that check.
I want to say that nobody cares in the watching of these broadcasts because you're just sort of, going to the escape of television and whether the sound's up or not. It's accent on a party, whatever it is that football means to you, and the broadcast is ancillary. But I can't say that in good conscience when I know so many of you get the most unreasonably mad about whatever broadcaster X is doing because the framing isn't exactly what you want. Like, I want to say it's not, I don't think it's anything about the principles or journalism or conflict of interest. Nobody cares anything about that. But you care a great deal about who's broadcasting the games and how. You get as mad as I see you about anything, hating Joe Buck because he roots against your team. So you guys tell me how it is that you want your broadcast, because I would just want maximum honesty. I want live wires on everyone, mics on everyone. I want to hear what is real, and I want my broadcasters telling me the truth. I don't want them compromised by anything. I just want them letting go because they're framing my broadcast, which is supposed to be fun.
I think that's an interesting distinction that needs to be made, though. I think football fans want the football truth. I don't think they want to hear the announcer start opining on the danger of football and CTE and how I wouldn't let my son play football. They don't want to hear that, I don't believe.
Or the Heat.
Yeah, you know? Right. Anything like that. They want the football truth. Tell me about how the quarterback sucks or he missed that read.
Yes.
Don't preach to me that it's a dangerous sport.
You would be awful in the booth, Dan. I mean,
I would not be joyful. I would probably be a little too honest. I guess that's what I'm lamenting. I'm lamenting that you guys don't actually
imagine you asking Dan Dierdorf if it's too hot out here for the players to play. I mean, he would tear your head off.
Damn right he would.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're right.
Give me Tony Romo.
Can we do something here? Can we just have, at the end of the show today, Stugatz running up and down Ocean Drive just like two or three times so he can tell me about how it is that this heat isn't going to be awful for human beings on Sunday?
A football player.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying that what we're going to see on Sunday isn't meant for football players either. It's not meant for any human being. It's not meant for animals.
The whole sport's not meant for any human being.
I was at a petting zoo on Sunday. I was at a petting zoo. It wasn't meant for the donkeys. It wasn't meant for the rabbits. It wasn't meant for the tiny pigs. They were all overheating. They were cooking. They were cooking at the petting zoo.
It wasn't meant for the fish. The water is hotter now. No.
Damn right.
Yet you went. I mean,
is anyone not worried about the fact that we can't be outside anymore?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
Greg Cody of the Miami Herald. He's actively playing defense against my ability to do the show because what are you laughing at? You're just laughing at
Honey Boo Boo is embroiled in controversy. It's funny to me. Sorry.
Stugatz.
He couldn't stop laughing just looking at the picture of Honey Boo Boo. That doesn't sound healthy. It's a his laughter.
We are fantastic.
We can't make him laugh like that. It's how he's going to die. Right here, just laughing and coughing.
I want to die like that.
This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz.
We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You think firefighters, what they wear, is heavier than football players?
Yes, 100%. Yes,
the jacket is heavier than the pants.
Are you kidding?
Not unless you count, include the axe and all the...
Not including the packs that they're wearing.
Have you ever worn pads?
A helmet weighs 4.5 pounds,
all right,
roughly.
Right there, you got the half a 10 right there.
The shoulder pads are 4 to 5 pounds, depending on your position.
Greg, you actually said earlier... You had football players playing in 40 pounds of padding.
And no, we're one already
corrected
at,
you.
He's close.
We're
yeah.
already at 10.
We're at 9, and there's not much more than that. That's it. Those are the big
here
weights.
We go.
A game jersey's about a pound.
11.
No, it's not.
That's I'm reading yeah. right here. I mean, come on.
Let's
I looked
go.
It up.
Yeah.
The pants are about a pound.
12.
Players might wear about a pound and a half of additional pads.
14.
All right, I got some more coming. Hold on.
What? We're not done yet.
I'm reading the exact same thing you are. That's the end of the list.
You got shoes.
But and he also, said 40.
Yeah, the shoes.
16.
Yep, the shoes are about 3 pounds.
Shoes don't count.
That's right?
They're
on your feet.
The cup.
Are you walking
17?
Around?
17.
That's got to be heavy.
Okay. Do you have them walking around naked the rest of the time that they're not wearing shoes or shirts or pants? Because you're talking about additional weight. The helmet and the shoulder pads and maybe like the pads that they put on like their thighs.
Thigh pads. It. Greg.
Okay, he didn't even mention the backpack, which
oh,
is another
gloves.
3.
Exactly.
Let's round it up to 20.
Backpack.
Let's say 20.
20 becomes
okay.
40. Like
sports exactly. radio.
You believe that a football player, you're still believing after we've done the tally that a football player is wearing heavier equipment than a firefighter.
I do, yeah. I think so. And I respect the firefighter like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a disrespect to the firefighter, believe me.
Well, the firefighter, let's think about this for a second, because I'm including the hose in the
yeah,
firefighter having to run
no.
into.
I've worn firefighter equipment.
Yeah. What?
What?
Yeah, while I was in college, I was trying out to be a firefighter,
right?
And I was doing the training.
Bona fides.
Yeah, and that was, that's heavy, dude. That is definitely not football pads. No.
Well, it's not like American Idol, Roy. You go to school for it. What do you mean you're trying out? I mean, like, did you go on audition? What'd you do?
Yeah, it's a part of the firefighter's test, and as you can see, I failed. But
and how much did it wear? Yeah. How much did the gear wear?
Did he choke on the smoke?
There was no smoke at the time.
He wanted all the smoke, and he started choking.
There was no smoke at the time.
I'm coming. I'll save you.
But I was ready for the smoke, though.
45 pounds on the firefighter's gear.
Oh, wow.
45 pounds.
Jeez.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still working on the football stuff for you.
How about you wear 20 pounds and you get to the fire quicker?
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing?
I mean, 45 pounds is ridiculous. You're running in slow motion. The aforementioned quicksand, you're
it's
in 45
fire.
Pounds.
You got
it's
oxygen tank that you're
trying
wear.
To prevent you from burning.
You
got to
streamline that equipment. I'm sorry.
What would you cut?
What would you cut? Wait, but he might be right here because time is of the
essence.
Of the essence
yes.
when there's a fire
yeah,
and when you're wearing 45 pounds worth of equipment.
Guys, what are you doing?
Plus get
an
there.
Axe.
What are
you
doing?
Plus
just
an axe.
You can take an L every once in a while.
No, that's the thing. They
firefighter gear, heavier than football gear. Firefighter gear, heavy for a reason.
No, you got to get to a fire with alacrity.
Really?
To be fair, that's a good adjective.
Thank you. I did it just for you, Witty. No, seriously, 45 pounds, too much. Meet in the middle. Football,
meet in the middle.
Football and firefighting
what
meet in the middle.
What kind of expertise do you have
Make
here?
It 30 pounds
Dad,
of equipment.
Do you think that they prefer more weight, or do you think it's necessary?
I have no idea. I don't know. I haven't seen
Can
the
we
union
make this
contract.
Heavier? This shit's not heavy enough.
I'm walking into a burning building. Can
how,
we make it heavier,
how
please?
How can you have this much?
Make it less
does slow down
I
the process.
Okay.
Have you seen Backdraft?
I have, actually.
Yeah.
Not in the theater, of course.
No, of course not.
Right. But I have seen it. Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved
wow.
it.
Didn't like it. Too much action.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the fighting yeah. fires.
Too much action?
Too much.
Really?
Yeah, too nerve-wracking.
It's an action movie.
Too nerve-wracking. I don't like action films.
What was the, on the Greg Cody show, you were complaining about some film being too gory.
No, it was House of Dragons.
Oh, House of Dragons.
He didn't like the first
oh
episode.
My God.
He's like, too gory.
Hands were being chopped off. Body parts were being carted away on a horse-drawn cart. It was gory out
wait,
the ass.
Wait, hold on a second.
Out
hold
the
on.
Ass.
What?
Wow.
Hold on.
Bullseye.
Please, let's just get some imaging right now and just have, let's capitalize on this market of everyone wants a pod talking about the Game of Thrones spinoff show. So go ahead, Cody. Give us your best minute just railing against it because you're an old person.
All right, look. Everybody knows I love Game of Thrones because I'm a dragon
fan. I don't think
fan.
Everyone knows that.
I had no idea.
I mean, a dragon fan.
Greg, Daenerys, the mother of all dragons.
He's very lecherous.
Baby.
He's very,
I mean, come on.
It's the first thing he mentions why. Anytime he brings up.
So I was predisposed to love House of Dragons.
So gross. You leering at somebody.
I mean, yeah, come on.
Stop with the.
Please stop.
No, it's necessary.
So I was. It really is. So I was predisposed to love House of Dragons, but it's too gory. Real life is gory enough. I don't want to see hands being chopped off, limbs being carried off
Real
on a cart.
Real life is gory.
Oh my God! It was
I mean,
just terrible.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of blood out there.
There was a lot of blood out there. It's take me away to a place that's nice, not to. Right. I don't want to watch a cart full of
show?
Body parts. Because I love Game of Thrones, so I'm watching the first episode of House of Dragons, giving it a chance, thinking I'm going to love it, and it was too gory. Will I give episode 2 a shot? I probably will, but that'll be their last chance to reel me in.
Oh, wow. They have one more chance.
Last chance.
Wow. Yes. You're giving them a second chance.
I'm giving them a second chance.
Very nice of you. Yes. So discerning.
Thank you.
In the first Game of Thrones, season four ends or season five begins where someone literally having their head squeezed until the point that it exploded. That's a literal thing that happened in Game of Thrones. Someone's head was squeezed off and you're concerned about gore. Like, you know what you're getting into when you watch Game of Thrones. It is very gory and there's a lot of bad sex.
Well, there was a lot of Daenerys as well.
Baby.
That's a great thing to double down on. Smart. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, smart.
Thank you.
Read the room, Dad.
Everyone loves to think of you leering at a...
And when we call him out on it, he makes noise.
On television, yeah. It's totally
She's
pleasant.
An actress.
Yeah.
I'm not leering at a real woman. Come on. What do you take me for? A married man. I've been for 40 years.
Really? Congrats.
And happily married for 35.
Really? Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
He has said that joke so many times.
It's his go-to joke, right, around the family?
It's his go-to. Yeah. Everyone's got a go-to joke. Everyone's got a go-to.
You have to. Yeah.
Don Lebatard.
I'm going to get some golf ASMR.
Stugatz.
Oh, me.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We're presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code DAN for a special offer when you sign up. That's code DAN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
And now, the Suey nominees for Best Limited Fake. Mike Ryan, limited fake Lou Holtz on LSD.
Tripping my balls off.
I can't
play a little touch of gray.
You cannot give me enough fake Lou Holtz saying any number.
Tripping my balls off.
Weird. You can't give me enough.
Killing into club drugs.
I'm not sure
sucking
what you're
on a pacifier to avoid eating my own face.
Chris Cody, limited fake scene from Liar Liar.
It was me!
Jessica Smetana, limited fake Dan Levitard's first cell phone.
The what? Titanic, stop. Has sunken, stop. John Jacob Astor, stop. Is missing, stop.
You think that was my phone? You think that my first phone was the Titanic's emergency signal?
Amin El Hassan, limited fake Bam Adebayo.
Oops, I'm sorry, guys. Let me set more screen assists over here. Oh, I'm just Rudy Gobert with a little bit more handles.
Amin El Hassan. Limited fake Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Mike Ryan's limited fake Mike Glennon and Amin El Hassan's limited fake Mike Glennon's wife arguing about Mike's NFL career.
Did you watch me at NC State? I was all ACC. I don't have necessarily the mobility, but no one can see over the line like me.
Michael, the ACC network job is a good job. It's a stable job.
I'm ready to pack it in. I've got a lot of good football left in me. I can step up in the pocket with the best of them. No one can scan the field like me.
But wouldn't it be nice to be around the family more often and not have to worry about any injuries?
Babe, just give me one more season. I went into camp with that starter. You know I had that heel thing, but I wouldn't complain about it to the trainers. Just let me do this.
Don't you worry about your neck being
Where's
vulnerable?
The belief? We're supposed to be in a partnership. When I took my vows, I looked into your eyes. I took an oath. I took an oath.
You can't win. You've seen him. You know how strong
You're just like the rest of them. You're always doubting me.
My mother was right.
Oh, no, it's escalating.
You know what? You look just like her right now. You're acting just like your mother.
Just stop it, Michael. Just stop it.
No.
You're being ugly.
You get that stubbornness from your dad. You know what? I'm going to meet up Peter for drinks. I'm out of here.
Fine, go. Go drown your sorrows in your cheap beer and your ugly friends.
And tell you what, I'm not going to therapy. I'm not. Therapy is not happening. Sorry. You need to work on you. There's one person pulling the rope for this family right here, and it's Mike Glennon.
Jessica Smetana, limited fake Bam Adebayo. Jessica Smetana, limited fake ragtime person.
Back in my day, they had CDs at Barnes & Noble.
They don't anymore?
They might still, actually.
Was that a ragtimey performer there?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
Amin El Hassan, limited fake Jack Palance.
Gabriel Cash, how many millions, have you walked away with Chris Whittingham? Your third eye is so closed.
Your palance is so bad.
What? And, Ray Tango. He waltzes in.
You sound like a mean old
and
hassle.
Takes all my drugs.
Tango and Cash.
Gabriel Cash. How many millions? How many millions have you walked away with? Ray Tango.
I love it.
He waltzes in and takes all my drugs, and then he tangos out.
Mike Ryan, limited fake Jack Palance.
You are my number one guy.
I'm horrified.
Chris Cody, limited fake Jeremy Schapp.
Live from the Belmont Stakes, I'm Jeremy Schapp, ESPN.
Chris Cody, limited fake Lorne Michaels.
Success. I make funny things. It's what I do.
Do you make them or do other people make them? You just slap your name on it.
I've done enough. I let other people shine. I just, you know, give them a platform.
Mike Ryan, limited fake Jason Witten, trying to get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, God. Why? Why?
Oh! Oh, he has stood up. I believe this to be the funniest thing we've ever done.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Sorry, Lord.
This is still him pacing around the bed before button hook time.
That's just a sound that comes from him rubbing his eyes.
Yes, I was gonna help you there. He's now rubbing the sleep from his eyes. It's not green, it's orange and rusty crust. It just closes over his eyes in a way that doesn't allow him to see in the morning. What'd you do? You cleared out the route before you ran it?
I just considered stepping on a toy that my kid left on the floor, but that would be too difficult to convey without a full body shot. So we are now in the bathroom.
That would have been good though. What would that have sounded like if we had been treated to that without the visual accompaniment?
Oh, God! Taylor! Taylor!
Is it a Lego?
God damn it! Taylor!
God damn it, for sure.
Sorry, Lord. All right, I'm about to flip on the light. Oh! Searing light, Lord! Sorry again!
Chris Whittingham, limited fake Pablo Torre, talking while smiling.
Pablo leads all of podcasting in reading while smiling. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you about the Savannah Banana.
Mike Ryan, limited fake Pablo Torre as Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
I use antlers in all of my decorating.
I do want to see Pablo.
And every last inch of me's covered in hair. Yeah. I'm especially good at extemporating.
Chris Whittingham, limited fake UM baseball stadium announcer, Jay Rokich.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did not have a particular emotional connection to Dwayne Wade. When I was growing up as a sports fan, I really didn't feel the way about Dwayne Wade like I did about LeBron James.
I guess you have to be there, but that is such a good impression.
Yeah, yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good. Yeah. Good.
You say so. The problem with the impression is that nobody knows what we're talking about.
Mike Ryan, limited fake Matthew McConaughey on Cinephobe.
All right, gentlemen. Listen, it's Matthew McConaughey month over here, and your boy Mike Ryan is ready to kick tires, light fires, and take all those green lights.
Dan Lemitard, limited fake old-timey AM radio host.
You remember Monty? Monty was the greatest. He ran that swamp by the sea, and the hurricanes were fueled by cocaine.
Chris Cody, limited fake cruise ship horn.
Oh my God, that's really good!
Excellent.
That was good.
That's a good one.
Wait, do it again.
Limited fake cruise ship horn.
Really good. I'm waving to you.
Yes!
Mike Shore, limited fake Stugatz's weekend observations.
Dan, Mike, Chris, Cody, Greg, Cody, Parakeet Cortez.
Oh no. Oh no.
A storied franchise with a championship pedigree. Could they get back to the promised land? They'd have to take out the number one seed on the road in the murky swamps of South Florida. But to paraphrase the great Stugatz, give me a team of Al Horfords and I'll win you the East. And after seven mostly terrible basketball games, make no mistake about it, Celtics culture is back.
Yes.
Hashtag Celtics culture. Celtics culture chatter. Hashtag Bob Ryan. Hashtag Havlicek.
Jessica Smetana, limited fake Bane that turns into Sean Connery doing a Bane impression.
You think the field is your friend?
Yes.
We were born in it, molded by it. It's the tundra here.
Not the tundra.
I don't and care. I sound like Sean Connery. Doing a Bane impression. Suck it, Trebek.
Jessica Smetana, limited fake Bill Belichick on his daughter's wedding day.
Yeah, very proud to see my daughter getting married tonight.
Wow!
Bill, why'd you release Cam, just out of curiosity?
Yeah.
They're on to Seattle.
Oh, nice.
Oh. On to Seattle.
Miami, I think.
Yeah, they're playing Miami opening day of the season.
Seattle of the South.
Chris Whittingham, limited fake UFC ring announcer, Bruce Buffer.
Fighting in the blue corner!
Fighting!
Yes! Yes!
Fighting! Rick the Ginger with the intent to injure! Fiverr!
I introduce to you limited fake Bruce Buffer.
It is the time! Fighting in the blue corner, Anthony the Cuban Pilot Palladio!
Chris Cody, limited fake Iceland coach from D2 Mighty Ducks.
Goalie!
What?
What was that?
The Iceland coach from Mighty Ducks.
Oh my God.
I've never seen Mighty Ducks.
Let's go shake their hands.
Chris Cody, limited fake Doc Rivers during sex.
Pre-season. What does that sound like during sex? All right, let's move on. I'm sorry. Sorry for going there. Oh, all right, sorry. Now we got our title, Doc during sex.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
Bend it
up. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Billy Gill, limited fake singing like a canary.
This canary's in I don't think that this is a happy canary. This canary's in a cage. I think this canary's...
Help! Get me out of here!
We don't know.
Help me! I'm being tortured.
Just off screen is a police interrogator making the canary sing.
The water's fake! Just a green screen!
Jessica Smetana, limited fake 1980s and 1920s newscaster.
And now, acid rain.
What was that impersonation?
I am a 1980s newscaster reporting on climate change. It is very cold. We are entering a new ice age, and now we have acid rain.
You sounded like you were 1920s, though. You made the 1980s sound like the 1920s.
And now we're right on the banks, and it's the Great Depression.
It's the same voice. Yeah.
It's more twangy, though.
Feels the same to me. Why are you making the 1980s the 1920s?
Well, because the 1980s to her is the 1920s to us.
Amin El Hassan's limited fake Doc Rivers.
Amin El Hassan, this is a great... I don't understand this Nick Wright. I don't get it. You guys keep saying anything, but people believe in Amin. I believe in Amin, and he's going to continue to bring this on.
Amin El Hassan's limited fake Obama.
Last night was Michelle, Sasha, Malia. And I said to them, this Nick Wright guy, I don't like him. I don't know what it is, but I can't quite put my thumb on it. Now Governor Romney likes him. Governor Romney wants Nick Wright to steal all the ideas. But I believe in the sanctity of intellectual copyright. And Mitch McConnell
Mitch McConnell does not share that belief. So Nick Wright. Wait, what was that?
Amin L. Hassan's limited fake Stephen A. Smith.
Nick Wright is a very, very talented sportscaster. Wow, he's good. I really do. I enjoy his work. But then I saw he ripped off the Amin L. Hassan MVP ball, and I was disgusted. I was beside myself. How dare you? In good conscience. The temerity, the unmitigated gall.
Amin L. Hassan's limited fake Mike Greenberg.
Now, this is just my opinion. Now, I don't know anything. I haven't seen anything. I've never heard the bit. I have never heard the segment. I don't know anything. I just showed up here. This is just my opinion. But it would seem to me there's a lot of similarities between what Nick Wright posted and what Amin L. Hassan and Zach Harper have been doing for years on the radio.
Amin L. Hassan's limited fake DMX.
You know! When a dog got a fight, the dog gonna bite. And Nick Wright, this dog ain't right.
Jessica Smetana, limited fake Jimbo Fisher.
Why wouldn't you want to come to Texas A&M? We're watching the game, coach. We're watching that daggone national championship game, sitting here with all my coaches, staff, and we're sitting up here. I don't like what I'm seeing with that nickel package, coach. Coach, it looks like they're going to run a blitz on this play, coach, and it's 3rd and 9. I'd give the running back the ball right there. That's a good game plan from you, coach. Have you ever heard me talk before, Dan? I got like a little high-pitched thing with a southern accent, and then I kind of sound like Bill Belichick a little bit sometimes because I don't talk in like a full sentence. I make some pauses here and there.
Would you do me?
We're going to come down to A&M. We're going to win the next national championship.
We look forward to seeing you at Kyle Field, Lane, October 29th.
It seems like you're leaking confidence on the impersonation because you're respecting the coach too much. That's our limited fake.
What do you mean, impersonation?
That's our
Dan Levitard? Limited. Let me tell you something, Dan Levitard. You're going to talk to Lane Kiffin about me. I'm going to come in here and get in on this conversation, daggummit. Daggummit, this air conditioner's on the fritz.
Chris Cody, limited fake Harry Carey and Elvis Presley.
Giving a great acting performance, in my opinion. And,
she hits it out of the park.
There you go. Who, that's Harry Carey is who that is?
It's Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
And Elvis occasionally.
Look
and
out now.
He's workshopping all of it.
What, everybody?
So, but the lips and the head is important. Like,
you got to make your neck longer and be like, oh.
But wait a minute. You seem like a surprise.
It is Elvis.
Let me see.
Look out now.
You got to tune in to find out.
Oh, come
Elvis. Breaking down Elvis. Walk out. Look out now. Just Jack White doing Elvis and Dewey Cox. It's only you just breathing. It's all you need.
It's also Harry Carey.
What do you think about that?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike. And typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.